Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. It is Monday, December 3rd, 2018. Thanks for tuning in. So, that always seems to be my first word when I start. So, I want to talk a little bit this morning about environment and, you know, I used to be, in my younger years, I was really conservative about my viewpoints. And I think it was because I grew up in an area, I grew up with a parent who was a small business owner. And I always gravitated towards business type ideas and capitalistic type ideas. Capitalistic? I don't even know if that's a word. But I always leaned towards that thought process, and you know, voted Republican always. I used to listen to real conservative talk radio, and I used to think about, you know, we're all responsible for ourselves, and everyone has to just work hard and go get your own. And I've changed my views over the years. I still think that there's an element of, you know, not really wanting to be like an excuse maker. But the reality is, I mean, unless you're just completely out of touch, environment matters. I mean, it really does. I mean, if you look at nature, look at certain types of plants and, you know, how they grow and things like that. Like, there are certain seeds of plants that, you know, maybe the same type of seed is in the desert as another type of seed is in, like, a more of a, you know, a prairie or something, another type of climate, both the same types of seeds, but if they get different, you know, heat and different environments, they grow differently. Or some don't even grow at all in the wrong environment. Not a good analogy right there, but what I'm trying to say is that if you take someone who is an addict, let's say, of sorts, and they just grow up in an environment of drug use and being around that, like, I think their chances of becoming an addict are more than a possible addict that has that gene. Because I still think that there's an element of stuff you can't control, obviously. Like, you know, if you're born with that, you know, addictive gene in your brain, because they have proven that now, that definitely addiction's in the brain. But if you grow up in a household where there's really nothing alcohol-wise or drug-wise, and maybe you have more of a chance of not allowing that gene or that thing to germinate and grow, and it could keep you maybe from going down that path. I'm not saying always. I mean, I've, you know, being around recovery meetings, I've heard guys and gals tell stories that they grew up in, like, the perfect household, and their parents were real nice, and they gave them everything they wanted, and when they touched alcohol or drugs for the first time, they were off and running. So, I mean, I'm not saying that that's the case, but it can probably help. I think environment plays a big factor. And, you know, I remember when I was in the restaurant business, one of my old bosses used to always tell me that, you know, if somebody's kind of talented or, you know, or has some type of ability, you know, you can work with them, you know, in the right environment, you know. We had plenty of employees that were in other restaurants, and they didn't do as well. And then they come to our restaurant and they did better. You know, you talk environments and culture. You can talk about the New England Patriots again. They just seem to be able to bring anyone else in and plug them in and do well. They have an environment that works for them. Case in point, you know, we were at the fields this weekend. My daughter had a softball tournament. We brought a couple players on that I knew from another team that were not doing as well on these other teams. And I really believe in our coaches and what they do. And one of the particular girls that I know that was sort of average on another team, she came out this weekend and killed it. You know, I feel like she had the right environment for her. Environment matters. And I think that, like, just for myself, being in having that addictive gene and that that brain of anxiety and worry and stress that I was born with, I think starting to hear about these things of how to kind of not handle them, but understand them more, starting to hear about that stuff when I was 15 years old and getting bombarded with that stuff for many years of my life has helped me today. It has helped me with those types of things today. If I didn't have that knowledge, and again, knowledge doesn't always make you better, but if I didn't have that understanding of some of these things in my brain and how I feel and what I do, when I go through those moments, I think I would have a really hard time with them. And I think that, you know, I used to think when it comes to my kids, I'm not like trying to make them into a certain mold or being. They're gonna go on their own path. And all I try to do is give them little tidbits here and there, because again, some of the things that I've learned over the years, had I not known them the way I know now, I don't know where I would be. I've gone through some things emotionally and mentally, and but growing up in an environment, I think, of, you know, my parents didn't drink alcohol growing up. Both my parents are recovered. They were recovered alcoholics. They were going to recovery meetings. But if I had grown up in an environment where they were drunk every weekend and I saw a lot of drinking, I probably would have started drinking at a lot younger age, and who knows if I would have came out of it. But because I grew up in that, I think that's helped me be able to accept my alcohol dependency disease that I have. If I was never around, you know, if I was just around a bunch of people drinking all the time, that's all we did. It's like, I think I said it the other day. Maybe I didn't say it, because actually I started a podcast on Friday and I deleted it, I think. I don't know. I have to go back and look. But if you grow up in that environment, you know, like a criminal, if they grew up and all they see is crime and that's how their parents live and that's how their relatives live and everybody lives, it's going to be a lot easier for them to go down that path. And it's easy for us to sit on the side and go, wow, you know, you should just do the right thing. Well, maybe when that's all you see, how do you know what the right thing is? You know, when I was drinking heavily, you know, a couple years ago, my kids just saw me come home drunk. And, you know, as my kids got older, as they get older, they might decide one day that, well, my dad comes home drunk all the time, I might as well. And not that, again, not that that makes an excuse, because I don't, we all have our own path in life. There, like I said, but on the flip side of that coin, you get to a certain age and people start to recognize, you know, when you start to recognize, well, I grew up in an abusive home, or I grew up in a drug addicted alcohol home, or I grew up, whatever, I grew up and I didn't have great examples. Well, now you're to a point where you understand that. So, and there's where, this is maybe where my conservative roots come in as far as my views. I mean, you got to get to that point of no more excuses, in a sense that, okay, now you've recognized that. Now what are you going to do about it? Are you going to allow that to control you? I mean, I could look back on my life and I could do the same thing. I mean, my dad growing up, he pretty self-centered guy. You know, I'd say, you know, wasn't around a ton doing things with us as kids. You know, he didn't go out and play ball with me. Part of it, he didn't play sports, so that could have been part of it. But he didn't do a ton with us, you know, growing up. He was working a lot, you know, trying to support the family. I'll give him that, you know. But again, I look at it like this. He was doing the best he could with what he had. And when I was 15, my parents got a divorce and I went with my mom, and my sister went, or I'm sorry, vice versa. My sister went with my mom and I went with my dad. And it always was kind of us against them mentality for the rest of our, you know, for a long time. And it was kind of sad, but so basically my mom was out of my life at 15, and she didn't really want anything to do with me anymore per se. I mean, she would have never said that, but I mean, she was never around really. And that was fine. I mean, and the interesting part about that is I look back on that now, and that was probably one of the best things to ever happen to me, because my dad was busy working, getting his life together. You know, he's in his 40s, you know, kind of, he was actually right around the age where I am right now. You know, divorce, trying to figure things out, trying to, you know, financially, we were staying in an apartment that He told me, I don't know, he told me a few months ago that, or a year ago or something, that at that time he had to talk that landlord into letting him not like get behind on rent a month or two, because I didn't realize how broke we were at that point. And I didn't really know the difference. But that time in my life caused me, it made me have to grow. You know, I'd come home from school, I'd make my own dinner, go to work. You know, I had a little job that I was working in a restaurant, and I was kind of just like on my own. And you might look at that now and say, oh, it's kind of sad. You know, I didn't really have anyone around to help you. But it didn't bother me one bit at the time. You know, I just lived. I just started taking care of my own. And again, looking back on it, that environment, you know, I don't know if I'm getting off topic, but kind of bringing it back full circle, what I was talking about when I started with environment, that environment and having quite a few years that way created a perception and again, I hate the word growth, but I guess for lack of a better term, a growth period that I look back on that now and I realize that was actually very helpful. Because I know a lot of guys, you know, my age now, even still, where their moms are in the middle of their life all the time and they call their mom and this and that. And, you know, I talk to my dad on a fairly regular basis and we're friendly, we get along. A lot of it is because we have the same viewpoints on a lot of things. And I think a lot of days, there's some days I'm calling up and I'm helping him a lot, you know, just, you know, he's in his 70s now and he still has high anxiety and stress. And again, it's just a genetic thing in our brains, and I have it, and I think my kids have a little bit of it, but it's just a part of our being and I'm okay with that. The environment we grow up in, and again, I'm not looking to be one of those tough parents that, like, you know, I got to create my kids to be tough in this world. And I get that. There is an element of that because I started thinking that way 15, 16, 17 years old about taking care of my own. I went to work, you know, I became responsible. I mean, I'm a worker. I mean, I get up, I go to work every day. I don't, you know, sit in the house all day. And I mean, I have a job where it's pretty flexible, so I could hide and, you know, I could say whatever. And it's just been driven into me a little bit that, you know, you get up and you take care of business, be a part of this universe. I mean, you've heard me say in past podcasts that we got to kind of be like the birds. You know, the birds get up every single day and do their thing or they won't survive, and they know that. I don't know if they know it, but it's ingrained in them as a species on this planet. And be like the birds. You know, that's my motto, I guess. And I don't, you know, it's Monday morning right now, and, you know, and it's like all last week I had this anticipation of the weekend, you know, get to Friday. We played in a tournament. I was able to see some people I haven't seen in a while, some parents of an old softball team we used to be on, and thinking about seeing them and sitting at the field and enjoying it. And it was fun. I mean, Saturday night was beautiful. It was cold, but it was like, I couldn't think of a better place to be on a Saturday night. There was mountains there at the field. The sun was going down. I mean, it was a great evening. And I was okay. But now it's Monday. Monday's great too. You know, I've come up with this, you know, I'm in sales and, you know, the company I work for, it's a small company. We don't have a ton of structure. We're not super organized. And sometimes I use that as an excuse. But I decided this morning to come up with a game plan for the week. And I think a lot of life, when we have stress and anxiety, it's because we don't have a plan. You know, when I used to get really stressed out about money or things like that, it was because I didn't really have a budget. I didn't really know where my money was going. Sometimes with this job I'm in, I'm in sales, I think to myself, well, I haven't had really any sales this week. What am I going to do? How am I going to go? Well, I don't ever really honestly have a plan. I just kind of wing it a lot of the times. You know, I'll make some calls, do this, but I don't have like a set goal or plan or... And so this morning I came up with kind of just this little goal for the week, these goals for the week of what I want to do and, you know, how many people I want to communicate with and just some little goals. And the funny part is just getting that down on paper and looking at it has kind of helped me a little bit. It's just helped alleviate a little stress of the Monday mornings because I'm thinking to myself, I kind of have a little bit of a plan here, you know? And I don't know, it just kind of helps. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's only Monday morning, and who knows, by about noon today, I might be done with that list, and I might not be calling anybody. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up here. Environment to me is huge. Don't kid yourself. I used to not think it was, but it is. So, you know, if you're a parent, or if you're a manager, if you're whatever it is, you know, take a look at like what you're creating. You know, what are you doing? I struggle with it. I look at my kids sometimes and I'm like, there's some things we could be doing different in our household. And I don't know. The environment to me is huge. Take care.